Hello, I'm Dave Evans, co-founder with Bill Burnett, my partner of the Stanford Life Design Lab and co-author of the New York Times bestseller, Designing Your Life. And now the new authors of the new book, How to Live a Meaningful Life, Using Design Thinking to Unlock Purpose, Joy, and Flow Every Day. And we're thrilled to be here on Book Bites to offer five insights about our new book. I'll share two insights and Bill will share three. Insight number one, what's better than fulfillment? Learning how to become fully alive. Insight number two, if you want to live the meaningful life, you have to learn to be in two places at the same time. How to be in both the transactional world and the flow world. Insight number three, mindset matters. It really matters. And in particular, the power twofer mindset of radical acceptance plus availability can change everything. Insight number four, put on your wonder glasses and learn how to see the world in a whole new way every day. Lastly, insight number five, three more great places to look for making meaning fast. Welcome to flow, coherence, and formative community. So first up, insight number one, what's better than fulfillment? Learning to live fully alive. Why did we write this book? We've been working with now literally millions of people, you know, students and readers and clients, and we keep hearing back, thanks so much for the ideas about how to design a better life. But you know, I've still got a problem. It's not as meaningful as I had hoped for, or it's not as fulfilling as I had hoped for. And as we talked to them, what we learned is the problem they're running into is it's not as meaningful because they didn't make the impact they were hoping for. The primary form of meaning everyone seems to be looking for is making a difference, changing the world, having an impact that matters, and or becoming fulfilled, really meaning that I got to be all of me, and that's just not working out. Now, on this fulfillment question, what is it people are looking for? Well, they're looking for what Abraham Maslow long ago told them they ought to be looking for, called self-actualization. Going back to 1943, Maslow said, self-actualization is the apex of the human experience. And if you accomplish self-actualization by, according to him, in the paper, becoming all that one can be, then you will experience fulfillment. But what we've learned in the Life Design Lab over 20 years, and everybody seems to be corroborating, is every one of us, every one of you listening to me now, contains far more aliveness, far more human potential than one lived lifetime will allow you to express. There's no way all of you is going to get all the way out in the world. So that thing Maslow invited you to shoot for, becoming all that you can be, you can't possibly be. And that's the good news. That's moving from FOMO, the fear of missing out. Oh no, maybe I won't get to be all of me, to the JOMO, the joy of missing out, which means, of course I can't get to being all of me. I'm way too big to be fully expressed, but I do get to pick which parts of me I'm going to have a wonderful time exploring, living into, and realizing now. And so you shift from the broken idea of fulfillment, the way too many people think about it, to the invitation to becoming fully alive. I can't be all of me, but I can be fully present to what's happening in my life right now. And we learn how to do that, and you're on your way to a much more meaningful experience. Insight number two, if you want to live the meaningful life, you have to learn how to be in two places at the same time. How do we do that? Well, the two places we're encouraging you to be are the transactional world and the flow world. Now, that's what we call a reframe. It's an idea. It's a framework that allows you to have more freedom and have more aliveness and have more joy. How does that work? It works because, back to those two problems, impact and fulfillment, that the impact is created in the transactional world. The world where we are getting stuff done. We're out there in the world. We've got to-do lists. We're accomplishing things. We're working with other people. And most people are spending 98% of their time in that world. It's a great world. It's a necessary world. And that's where important things get done. But it's not the only part of being a human being. It is the part of the world where an awful lot of positive feedback is occurring. Feedback like making money, getting accolades, getting promotion, feeling like you got something done. And boy, the internet wants you to do that at light speed, so the transactional world is roaring along. And this other thing we call the flow world which is the world that's happening right now in the present moment. It's really the cosmos that's happening, coursing right underneath your feet, right in front of your eyes, right now. It's so near to you, you can taste it. And are you in it? Or are you thinking about that to-do list? Are you thinking about that goal? Are you thinking about that next thing? So in the present moment, in this eternal, ongoing present moment called now, the flow world is always happening. And how do you enter into that flow world? One of the ways you can do that is by learning how to flip into two worlds at the same time. You're sitting in a staff meeting, and maybe it's a little boring, and they're talking about the budget, you know, and you just, oh, when are we going to get to this? And you're so in the transactional world. And then you look out the window and you notice, hey, it's the fall. I'm actually recording this on December 1st, and I took a bike ride with my dog earlier today and noticed the colors on the trees are terrific. Not only am I got to get the dog walk done before it gets dark, and then I got to record this thing for Book Bites, but no. Oh my God, there's an incredibly gorgeous red tree. And as soon as you allow yourself to fully notice that thing which is happening right in front of you, you have entered into the flow world. So the insight is you can be in two places at once. You can still get done what needs to get done and pay attention to the flow world on your way to get there. And now Bill's going to share with you a couple of ideas about three more things to live the more meaningful life.
Hey, I'm Bill Burnett, co-author with my pal Dave of our new book, How to Live a Meaningful Life. And I'm back with three more Book Bite insights so we can round this thing out to a full five. Insight number three. Your mindset seriously matters. In this book, we'll talk about five core mindsets that make up what we call the designer's way. Basically, a powerful way to think about your life and your place in the world. These five mindsets go like this. Wonder. This is the big one. It's the main character of mindsets. Our formula is curiosity plus mystery equals wonder. Wonder is that vibe where you're open, curious, and paying attention to the tiny moments that make life feel kind of magical. When you expect good things to show up and be amazing, they weirdly just do. Let a little wonder into your life. Availability. This is about just showing up with a, yeah, let's see what happens attitude. Life drops opportunities everywhere, but you only catch them if you are, well, available. Life designers keep their options open because more options equals better designs. It's like upgrading from a sad two-item menu to the full brunch buffet. Radical acceptance. This one is about fully acknowledging what is and not what you wish it was. When you stop fighting reality, you free up a ton of energy to actually enjoy, create, and experience life. Life's messy. Joys, flops, plot twists, all of it. Designers start in reality, and meaning shows up right there in the mix. Fully engaged and calmly detached. Think of this as, I'm giving it my all, but I'm not going to freak out about the outcome. When you're dialed in and doing the work, but not stressing about the results, which, let's be real, you can't totally control anyway, you hit peak creativity mode. This combo lets you do your best work and enjoy it more. And then finally, the fifth mindset, create your world. There's an old saying, life is a story we tell ourselves. Translation? You're not stuck with the default settings. In this mindset, you're not just letting life happen to you, you're actively co-creating it with the people around you. You start noticing patterns in what used to look random, tuning into the moment and spotting fresh possibilities everywhere. And the world you create from that place, honestly, it can be amazing. So these five mindsets are super powerful, but there's a mindset twofer that is really the combo that is like kind of like the Avengers of personal growth. Powerful, these two on their own, but unstoppable together. And the designer's way power couple is radical acceptance plus availability. Radical acceptance by itself is great. It's like, okay, life, I see you. I get it. I'm here. But when you add availability, suddenly you're not just open, you're open and ready to roll. It's a whole leaning in, let's make something happen energy. When someone can embody both acceptance and availability, then they're in this incredibly sweet spot, calm, present, and poised to make the most out of pretty much anything life throws in their way. And that's the designer's way in action. Insight number four. Put on your wonder glasses and start seeing the world like it's a brand new thing every single day. You know, across tons of cultures and traditions, there's one story that keeps popping up. Totally normal people have these wild, transcendent, out-of-body moments of pure wonder. And even though the people are different, the experiences are weirdly similar. In these rare but seriously powerful moments, everything feels sharper, clearer, like your awareness has just leveled up. It's that big oneness energy, a deep sense of connection to nature and humanity, all of it. It's a whole body, soul level feeling of wonder. And here's the plot twist. You don't need a mystical lightning bolt to get you there. You can tap into wonder almost any time by putting on your wonder glasses. They're not real glasses, but a metaphorical pair of lenses that make the world look more colorful, more joyful, and honestly, just more wonderful. With your wonder glasses on, you're actively looking for something amazing. A flower that's a little extra beautiful. A sunset that hits harder than it needs to. Or a kid on a swing having the absolute time of their life. The wonder is always there. Sometimes you just need the glasses to see it. And finally, insight number 5. Here are the 3 underrated places to find meaning: flow, coherence, and formative community. Let's break it down. Flow is that magical state where time basically forgets to move, and you're fully absorbed in what you're doing. Neuroscience now tells us there are tons of ways to get into flow, and spoiler alert, it doesn't have to be epic or dramatic. I personally hit flow chopping onions and cooking a great meal. Athletes get in the zone. Runners drift into flow in mid-run. One of the easiest ways to add more meaning to your life, add more mini flow moments. And once you get good at managing your mindset, any activity, not just the big shiny ones, can take you there. The options are honestly endless. Coherence. Living a coherent life means the pieces of your internal world actually match up. There are 3 parts to check in on: your identity, which is the story you tell yourself about who you are, your work view, what work means to you and how it fits into your life, and your life view, your big picture take on what life is all about. Research shows that when these 3 things line up, everything feels just more like you. And that feeling of alignment is a major generator of meaning and purpose along your journey. And then finally, formative community. Here's our take on being human. We're all in a constant loop of being, doing, and becoming, always evolving into the next version of ourselves. And because of that, and because it's hard to do the journey by yourself, it's crucial to find what we call formative communities. These aren't just hangout groups or project teams. They're spaces where people come together to support each other's growth, to help each person become their best self, but together. And in a time when loneliness is off the charts and it's way too easy to disappear into our echo chambers, these kinds of communities aren't just nice to have. They're essential. Thanks for listening to our insights. And Dave and I hope you let a little more wonder, flow, and joy into your life every day. And we hope you enjoy the book. Thanks so much for listening.